You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala.
Okay, yeah.
Now's your chance to turn back.
Hello.
You're listening to
MZ.
Michael Zavala.
MZ.
This is MZ Now.
MZ.
Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to set a timer because I don't have one here. This is our first show from...
You don't have your phone?
Yeah, but I'm using that for something else.
Yeah.
So I figured it out. Google's got a little bit of a... somewhat of a timer in the browser. So I'm using that. This is our first show from quarantine. Everyone's at their own houses. We have Spider the DJ is here.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Starr.
Hey.
Clark.
Hello.
I'm from San Francisco.
Yeah, so we were using Zoom to see each other, and so Eric's
no,
got.
I'm actually in San Francisco.
Oh, you're in San Francisco right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just like you are actually at a tiger zoo.
Yeah, I'm at GW Zoo.
Oh no!
Wow.
And I'm wearing my American flag shirt so I can fit in. I still the best meme for Tiger King. And it was.
Without.
You don't want to give yourself away being undercover.
Right. Exactly. Man. I'm disguising myself as one of Joe's husbands.
You need less teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, long hair down, looking tired.
I was trying to find, I have a mullet wig somewhere around here and I couldn't find it at the house. So I'll find it for next week.
Well, you could do a natural one if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, it's
now,
almost
it'll grow
there.
Out by the time you can leave the house.
So we've done a lot of things already since we've been in quarantine. First week in quarantine, on Tuesday, we did a quarantine corner with Sick With It. I thought that went really well.
Yeah,
what
it did.
Thursday, Eric and I went on YouTube and Twitch and talked about the Picard finale.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought
that was
pretty good.
Yeah. Well,
Spider missed
that?
It, so we're going to do a recap.
Well, we don't have to recap unless you want to, but I just want to bring up the fact that whenever we went live and I was telling, because he asked my opinion what I thought about it. So I gave it to him and I told you that it seemed kind of thrown together and
the
and
finale
was all
you were
like,
talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, the finale. Yeah, yeah. And then I was all like, was Patrick Stewart aware of all this? And he's like, yeah, he helped write it, the whole series. And I was all like, okay.
Yeah, he was involved in the entire creative process.
Right. And you're like, yeah. And I was like, okay, because it kind of seemed like he would be a little more like, okay, we need to do this different or we need to do this, like, you know, more of, I guess, like more hands-on with the storyline. And to me, what I saw, it really wasn't something that he would put together. Well, for me,
you didn't think it was a Patrick Stewart production,
right? Yeah, I didn't think. Yeah, and then so whenever you sent me that, like, was it a day later? You sent me.
Yeah, it was the very next day.
Article.
I sent you a screenshot of somebody's blog and or something, and it was Patrick Stewart saying that he didn't even know the ending. They were working on it like that day, up until they shot it. They were working on it or something.
Well,
like
he said they're making changes to it. He said that it was already done, but. I don't know who it was, but they were making changes to it. So then he was surprised on what the ending was. And I told Mike and I said, okay, so you hear from somebody else and you believe it. But whenever I told you, you're like, no, Eric, you're wrong. He knew all
about
it.
You don't know what
it.
You're talking about.
Yeah, I know what I was talking about.
Spider wanted me to play this clip real quick.
Yeah.
Alex Kurtzman, you better not screw this up. If you F this up, you're going to have to deal with me.
Oh, no.
And I will go full out war on Alex Kurtzman. You like your job, Alex? You got a cush job?
I got a cush job.
You're over Star Trek. You got a whole future lined up for this thing. You know, there's got some gas in the tank.
MZ's coming for you.
I will take over that whole thing. I will destroy you, Alex Kurtzman, if you F up Picard.
Now, the question is, and we answered this on Thursday, but for those who didn't listen, did Alex Kurtzman destroy Picard? The answer to that question is, no, I don't think he did. The show was not great, but it had some very enjoyable moments. Like in the finale, and now that I've had a few days to think about it, the finale still, Eric and I agreed. We were at a 7.5.
Yeah,
right? That's
7.5.
What we both agreed on. The entire series wasn't that great, but the finale, I thought everything kind of came together. It did feel a little rushed, but there were great moments in it, like when Riker shows up. Did you watch it, Spider?
No, I haven't watched it.
Oh, okay. So I won't give anything away, really, but they had some really great moments. I teared up. I'll say that.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
This won't give anything away, but...
I'm very emotional, though, right now in this quarantine.
Kind of thug tier.
Yeah.
No, but I was telling Michael that the characters from Next Generation, how they came into, like, Picard's, like, journey along the way, it was kind of like they just threw them in there. Like,
yeah, it was just for nostalgia.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I'm all like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, they travel to this faraway planet and end up, you know, meeting, you know, Riker and, I would say Marina, sorry, I just about forget her name on that.
Like, in this giant galaxy.
Yeah, far, far away.
Far, far away. Yeah. They just happen to run into people they know. Oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing in town? Even though the only living people on that planet.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think we'll give away the ending. Because Spider, you don't care, right? Clark, you're not going to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Nah.
So,
you can ruin it for all I care.
So, Picard has this, in the beginning, he has this disease in his brain that's going to kill him. I thought the best thing for them to do with this is, you know, let the series go 2-3 years and then kill him off by this disease. Maybe he sacrificed himself or whatever, but that, you know, the clock is ticking.
Because they didn't have to do it like this season. Like, he was going to die this season. It could have been drawn out a little bit. Like,
they could have slowly started to grade him every season. Right. He's getting a little bit. You can see that the disease is starting to take over, kind of a dementia type situation. But they didn't do any of that. They literally just cured him at the end. And by curing him, he dies. Then they put his brain into an android body. And then I read, because everyone kind of assumed once they had an episode where they talked about the technology that they were going to use for this android transference thing. I read an article that said that they were going to cast Patrick Stewart or, you know, Jean-Luc Picard as a younger actor and then carry on the legacy. And I thought, now, if you do that, people are going to riot because nobody is watching the show because of Picard. They're watching because of Sir Patrick Stewart. That's the reason why people are watching. So if you recast it as a younger character and you continue on with these journeys, you just ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, I would have just checked out by then.
I would have gone to war with Alex Kurtzman. Yeah. But no, they put him in an android body. So the brain issue is gone and he's healthy. And so you would think that you get into an android body, you're going to be able to run and do cool things and calculate all this stuff.
Like Iron Leg.
Right, like Iron Leg, the greatest superhero of all time.
Right.
He goes, well, what about, you know, can I do anything? They go, no, we didn't give you any superpowers. You're still going to age just the same. We still have like a time limit on this thing.
Yeah.
He goes, what about, everything's the same. You're exactly the same. He's probably walking around like, I got these arthritis still in my knees and stuff
arthritic
like that.
Arthritic knees and hands and arms.
He can't do anything special, and he's in this robot body.
Still looks old. They didn't give him any facelift or nothing.
No. He's still in a 92-year-old or whatever they said he was, 97-year-old android body.
And he was happy about it. I would have been a little mad about it. It's like, at least you could have took the pain away of me, you know, my knees and my arms so I can move around some, you know, a little bit, maybe defend myself a little bit.
Right. You could have got rid of this osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Isn't that for women only? I don't know.
I don't.
But the show that is a masterpiece that we all can agree on is Tiger King. What a great show that is. Clark mentioned last week we should do a Netflix party, but I kept seeing all these memes and stuff, and I'm like, I just got to watch it. I got to see what everyone's talking about. And from the first episode on, I was hooked. This is great. I love the show.
Oh, yeah.
So
the show
bizarre.
Was fantastic. I hated every character in it, but
really?
The show.
We all can agree that what's-her-face, Cheryl, she killed her husband,
Carol.
Right?
Carol.
Yeah. Carol. Carol Baskin.
Yeah. I will have to say that while I was seeing the show, like the little trailer and all that, and it was nothing that I thought it was gonna be. Like,
and the trailer doesn't do it justice.
Well, the trailer or the picture of it or nothing. Like, I saw that. It wasn't until I started seeing the memes on Facebook and social media where I was all like, okay, now I really have to watch it. Not the fact that because I want to watch it. Just because everyone's making memes about it, so I have to watch it because...
You have to be in the know.
I have to be in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then when I watched the first episode, I was all like, this is nothing what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like Barnum and Bailey Circus.
That's kind of how I thought. I didn't know there was going to be a murder thing involved. Yeah. And you know, yeah, I didn't know.
Even the first episode to the last episode, completely different. Mm-hmm. It's like a totally different show by the end of it.
Yeah, I was telling Michael yesterday, I was all like, when I was watching the episode and when I thought, and I was, okay, it's coming to a wrap. Things are setting down a little bit. You know, like, nothing else can go, you know, get any worse or whatever. And then something else happens. I'm all like,
yeah.
What is going on here?
And it just got worse and worse each time. It was just like a step up every time.
Right.
I could see Spider being one of the husbands.
Yeah.
And then come back later on. He was like, listen, I wasn't gay. I was just there for the Tigers.
Exactly. Right.
Even though you got a tattoo with his name on it, Joe Exotic,
property of Joe Exotic.
Yeah, but I wasn't gay. I just wanted to hang out with the Tigers.
Is there a different animal, Mike, that you would hang out with, be gay for?
Probably a monkey, but the small ones. I don't want anything to bite off my face.
Is it any of the something his size?
Was it like that one where I think it was like the last episode or second to last episode, that Jeff Lowe hired a guy to bring in all these animals, right? And he was talking on the porch in a rocking chair with the monkey on, like running around his body or his shoulder. And the monkey eats a ice cube out of his mouth. And I'm like, that is so gross. I'm sorry. That's the kind of monkey you want.
Yeah. Something like that. That's kind and not going to rip my face off. By the way, I've never been interested in petting tigers or lions. Is that a thing? Have you guys ever been interested in that?
No.
No. I don't want to mess with anything that can rip my face,
right?
Arms,
even if it's kind of small.
Part of my body off.
Yeah. I don't care about any of that. So these guys are like so involved. Did you guys see that meme where it's like Joe Exotic and a tiger? And if it was that, what was those notebooks back in the day? You know what I'm talking about, Clark? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God.
Lisa Frank.
Yeah. It said if Lisa Frank was a person. And it was Joe Exotic with the tiger. It was so great. All right. We got something really hilarious coming up next. And so we'll take a break. We'll come right back.
MZ Now.
Yo, what's up? Jamie Kennedy and Michael Travolta will be right back.
Online at mznow.tv.
Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone. I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone. A-A-A.
3-8.
MZLIVE5 all day.
All day.
Call me on the phone, AAA.
3-8.
MZLIVE5 all day.
All day.
Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone. Call me on the phone. Call me on the phone, I'm on the phone.
Hello.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Hello.
Get in my belly. Get it in.
Hello.
What up, y'all?
Hey, hello.
Say hello to my little friend.
Who's this?
I'm Spider the DJ.
Spider the DJ?
What are you doing tonight?
I think you had the wrong number, my friend.
Damn.
All right.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
This summer comes the most anticipated movie of the year. Entertainment Weekly calls it intense and deeply disturbing. Richard Roper said, "I didn't sleep for 3 nights." It's Diabetes Part 2, coming soon.
You'll know it's time to turn the dial when you hear this sound.
Well, I don't know. If naked women are involved, Jesus. I don't know if I'll
no,
be...
No, it's a men's strip club.
Well, never mind. Well, I mean, I'd still be distracted just because it's something to take in, but, you know.
Right. How much of it can you take
any kind of nudity?
This is MZ Now. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
Hi there, this is Chris Floyd, and you're listening to MZ.
This is MZ Now.
So, Jaime had the opportunity yesterday to interview Hollywood royalty, comedian Jerry Lewis. The only problem with that is Jerry Lewis has been dead for 3 years. We told Jaime that my internet was out and that I couldn't do the interview, and I was in the middle of trying to get
flimsy.
It to set up. Well, I figured if anybody's going to buy it, it's going to be Jaime.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we told him, hey, I can't do the interview. Michael can't do the interview. Spider calls him. Michael can't do the interview. We need you to do it real quick. Are you available to do it? Jaime's like, yeah, of course. He gets super excited. In fact, I start to feel bad because he got so pumped. Excited. About a year before Jerry died, he did this interview with this reporter from the Hollywood Reporter. And
it's classic.
Yeah. And he was very short and off-putting. Pissed. Yeah, he was mad. I read kind of a follow-up to it. Apparently, he had been doing he had been touring and stuff. And he was just kind of over. He didn't want to do an interview. And so they brought a lot of people. And he was a grumpy 90-year-old man, right? So we cut the clips up from that interview. And Jaime was talking to those clips. So anyway, that's the setup for it. Here's Jaime interviewing Jerry Lewis.
What's up,
Spider? Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you?
I'm sitting my ass at home, but Mike hit me up because he was supposed to record this interview today, but like the internet was out at his house. He was asking me to hit you up to do it.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
So who am I going to be talking to?
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah.
You, man, for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jerry Lewis. That's a bad motherfucker. I remember him. He's had the Jerry Lewis fun for the retired kids.
Something like, yeah, that's right. He did the telethon thing.
I like the special kids.
I think,
he don't even get funds like that no more. Like, what the f***? When are we going to talk to him? We talk to him, like, right now.
Yeah, like, he's supposed to be talking to him now. I'm trying to figure out how to get everything going.
You don't even see the Jerry Lewis movies no more or the show.
I can't even really remember the movies, but I remember the telethon for sure.
He had some good movies. He would always say, like, with Don Knotts would be in his movie. A lot of other famous actors would be in his movies, like, what the f*** that famous mother f*** that had all the bitches from the rap
back? Dean Martin.
That? Dean Martin's ass. Yeah, he had Dean Martin on his show. If it's the Jerry Lewis I'm thinking about, yeah.
No, yeah, that's who it is. Yeah, because Mike was all excited about it, but we couldn't. He can't
hell
do it.
Hell yeah, Jerry Lewis, what the f***? Damn, he's got to be like 100 years old, man.
We're connected now, at least. Are you there, Jerry?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's all you, Jaime.
Is this Jerry Lewis?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Dad Tattoo Jaime from the MZ Now Show.
Yep.
And Michael Zavala wasn't able to reach you because of the internet's out, but we're here doing an interview with you trying to see how you been, man. How old are you now? It's like, you got to be in your hundreds, right?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your age right now?
1947.
You know, I used to enjoy your shows, man. I used to watch all your shows. You had a lot of famous people on there, like, Don Knotts, and you know, I think he even came out a couple movies with Don Knotts.
By the way, I don't think he ever had Don Knotts on any of his movies. I don't think they ever worked together. Do you remember if Jerry did anything with Don Knotts? I don't remember. Clark would remember. No. Yeah, I don't think he ever did.
Hold on, give me a minute. Did you do anything with Lucy Bodell?
No.
I know you did, man. Hey, man, I was like, for me to be talking to you, like talking to a master. 61. All right, 62. I'm sorry to put you on hold. I'm only trying to get into this story.
Meanwhile, as he's talking to Hollywood legend Jerry Lewis, he's in the process of trying to get into a storage facility with his lady friend.
Put him on hold?
Yeah, he put Jerry Lewis on hold.
He said, wait,
hold
on.
Access to a storage container.
He didn't really put him on hold. He was just talking in the background.
Right, he told
like, oh, sorry.
He told Jerry Lewis, this storage container is more important than you.
Right.
Yeah, lockdown. But yeah, so how you been? You know, it's been a while. I haven't seen you perform in any past movies or shows, you know? You got anything coming up in the future, anything like that?
Yeah, but nothing we want to talk about.
And what happened to the Jerry Lee Lewis show? You know, I know y'all used to do a lot of funding for, like, kids with severe trauma and epilepsy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened? How come it's not different then?
What do you mean?
What happened to all that funding? You still getting funded for all those kids that, you know, you used to support a lot?
Anyone that's 90 does.
Oh, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so tell me something. Did you have a good relationship with Dean Martin and Bob Hope and them? Because I know you came on the Bob Hope a couple times to show. I remember seeing you on Bob Hope show. That was a long time ago. Like, I don't remember when, you know. I ain't but like 47 or maybe 48. I might be on my 50s already. But, you know, to me, I was very young when you was performing. And I really enjoyed everything. It was funny. I actually loved watching your show, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, that's back in the black and white days. Now they got everything in color mm-hmm. and stuff. And, you know, how the world has changed. What do you think about how the world has, you know, changed? You know, like, you know, everybody used to say that by this time we'd have, like, floating skateboards from, you know, since watching Back to the Future and stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing really happened. It seems to me we get more diseases and stuff than anywhere else in this time period. You know, it's like,
yep.
we're expected to die, like, maybe the next coming flu. Right now, everybody's suffering from all this madness that man has created, but it's like, come on now, give us a break. Where's the good stuff, right? Am I going to live to see a flying car? You know, can we, like, what's going on? What do you think about that? What do you think about those things?
It was terrific.
Am I going too fast for you?
Yeah.
I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. You know, I've interviewed a few famous people, but out of all of them, I'm so excited to interview you, man. You're kind of like the Star Trek guy is to Michael Zavala.
It's great.
You hear me? And to be speaking to Jerry Lewis is like, oh my God, from the Jerry Lewis show.
Yeah.
I don't even think people nowadays remember that, but you know, I remember damn near. I've got like an elephant brain, you know, left elephant mind. I remember damn near everything.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered it.
Yeah. Those were some awesome days, man. Those were some awesome days.
Yeah.
So what are you up to nowadays?
What do you mean?
Like, what have you been into, like, you know, in comedy or, you know, anything like that?
What movie?
Yeah, like that. What have you been come up with lately, you know?
Yeah.
What are you planning? Can we get, like, a talk about it, like, secretly, you know? Nobody got to know but a VIP, you know?
Yeah, but nothing we want to talk about.
Oh, all right. Okay, we'll keep on downloading. That's cool. Shoot, well. Hell, it was great talking to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Savala can get a hold of you some other time so, you know, he can catch up and, you know, maybe he can feel this shit in too. Because I don't know Michael Zavala, you know. I don't think he remembers the Jerry Lewis show.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Zavala was probably not even born then. Not that Jerry Lewis. Fool. Jerry Lewis is a comedian. Let me see Jerry Lewis you're talking about. My girl was talking about you was a musician. There's a Jerry Lewis musician. That's not that one. Jerry Lewis is a comedian from back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
He had the Jerry Lewis show.
Yeah,
I'm trying to explain to her to know who you are. This girl's like maybe, how old are you? 40 or 38 or 39, maybe 37. Yeah, she's young. She's young, but she's young.
Some are younger.
She ain't seen nothing yet. Anyways, well, it's nice hearing from you, man. And
it's great.
You have a wonderful day. Be safe. Stay inside because, you know, this stuff, COVID stuff, is really mad out here in this mad world.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make a movie called Mad World?
No.
You came out on the Herbie movies too, right? You know, the little bug, Love Bug.
What movie?
You know, the Herbie.
He was in Love Bug?
No. Jerry Lewis was in It's a Mad World. So Jaime was right.
Oh, he was. That was the one thing he got right.
It had a very, very small cameo appearance. Probably in 5 seconds in the movie, but he's in the movie.
Huh. It's a Mad, all right. Mad, well, Mad, he got one right. He definitely was not in Herbie the Love Bug with Don Knotts. And at one point, he calls Don Knotts Dean Knotts. You'll hear that.
Well, no, there is one time where he wants to say Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, he does.
But he stops
himself. That's the musician that they're talking
about. Yeah. But he does stop himself.
No.
You know the Love Bug one with Dean Knotts? That was Dean Knotts that came out there. I'm sure he came out
before. No.
That wasn't Dean Martin. That was Dean Knotts. That's Jerry Lewis right there, boom. And look, she saw me picture. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, you're still looking young, brother. You're still looking young. Well, I'm talking to you, man.
It's great.
You enjoy your day, and thanks for the call and the interview, okay?
It was terrific.
All right, I'm glad you enjoyed.
Get a day job.
I know, because I'm not good at this stuff. You didn't like the perfect. All right, have a good day.
Yep.
So you see how I feel a little bad now? Because I didn't know that he was going to be so excited to interview Jerry Lewis.
Well,
so then,
if he's that much of a fan, he should know he was dead.
Right, exactly, right? So I guess I shouldn't feel that bad. So yeah. Then they disconnect with Jerry Lewis, and he starts to question whether or not that was really Jerry Lewis or not.
I bet you Michael's for me. Michael Zavala, is this you making the noise? Hello?
All right, I got him back on.
Nigga. That wasn't no Jerry Lewis, nigga.
No, that was
Michael Zavala, bitch. Yes.
That was him, but that was garbage, though. That dude's too old. I knew that was going to happen, too.
He didn't know what to say. I don't think he could hear me.
No.
He might be...
He didn't ask any good questions.
He might be sitting out, bro.
You asked him at least a couple times what he had coming up, and he finally said he had a movie coming up, but then didn't want to talk about it. It's yeah, whatever,
but
man.
Then I asked him, how old is he now? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's whatever.
1947.
Yeah, 1947. Said, it's all good, man. We got at least enough to use. You know how Michael can...
Hey, man, I wasn't...
Even the bad ones we can use for the show.
Spider, so. I don't think that was scam. I think that was Michael. Y'all f***ing bro. Oh, what did he say he was born?
1947.
He wasn't born 1946. He was born 1926.
Yeah.
That was Michael Savala, bitch ass. Michael! Y'all setting me up, Spider? Were y'all setting me up?
Nah, man.
That is f***ed up, bro. I don't even know if he knows he knew about his... Because I asked him about his funding and his Jerry Lewis kids and s***. And when I asked him, I'm like, come on, man. You know they had the Jerry's kids.
If that dude was born in 26, he's damn near 100 years old. You asked him if he was in his hundreds, too.
Yeah, and he said he was, awesome. 19, he was born in 1946. What did he do in 1946?
90, wait, if he was born in 26, he's old, but whatever, man.
I was got, excited at least, over here, bro.
At least we got a couple things.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to call Michael, bitch ass.
Yeah,
I'm going to call Michael. Let me go.
All right, man.
You hear me?
Bye-bye. Right, later.
Meanwhile, I'm on the call the entire time, so I get off with Spider, because I know Haim is calling me next, and here's the call. Hello?
Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Who was that, dog?
Did it all go well?
Yeah, I don't think it was Jerry Lewis. I think it was you, motherfucker.
No, I have no internet. I've been trying to get Jerry Lewis for like 15 years. And then they finally said because of the quarantine.
Do you know who the f*** Jerry Lewis is, Michael?
Yeah, I grew up watching Jerry Lewis.
No, you didn't, motherfucker. You weren't that old enough.
No, I watched the reruns. Not the brand new ones. Right.
Yeah, you're talking about the old shows.
Yeah, yeah, the old show. Yeah. I like the ones with after he left Dean Martin and he did his own thing. Those are the shows I watch. So anyway,
yeah. So
here we go. We get the approval to interview Jerry like an hour before I'm setting up everything. My internet goes out because they're working on stuff down the street. So I can't do it. So I'm freaking out and I call Spider. I'm like, hey, can you, because he's got the other interface. And I'm like, can you call Jaime and see if he can do it real quick and maybe we can salvage it, you know, and still do something with it. Did you get a liner with him by chance?
Oh, hell no. I forgot all about
that.
That's
all right. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just glad at least we got something out of it.
You probably couldn't have got a liner know how because he was like, you could barely hear him. He's old. Really?
Yeah, he's almost,
I think
he's
he might have lost
100 or something.
Yeah, like 96. So he was born in 1926. He said he was born in 1946.
47?
I mean, 47. He wasn't born in 1946. I looked it up in 1926. And you know what? It's like, maybe he lost his mind, dog. You know how old people get that old stuff? What's it called when you forget?
Dementia?
Shit? Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm asking him all these questions and because I knew he was with Dean Martin, Bob Hope So. He came out with Lucy Bodell, whatever her name is, Bodell or Bodell. And it's like, all he had to like, huh? He just, uh-huh.
I haven't seen anything he's done recently, so I don't know that, you know, he's all the
and
way
you
there.
You know what? In the back of my mind, I was thinking, f***ing Michael Zavala's pranking the shit out of me.
No, this is something I really want to do. This is almost like as big as William Shatner for me.
Yeah, I told Bob Hope, or whatever his name, Jerry Lewis. I said, yeah, man, talking to you is like Michael talking to
William Shatner.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over here trying to get into this storage, and I can't get into it. Well, because I was on the phone with him and
it's all distracted.
Yeah, we got pretty good shit. All he was doing was like, really not talking, just saying, But it sounded like you, nigga. I said, f***ing, this never, my mom said, f***ing Michael. Are you f***ing me, bro? Pranking my ass.
So anyway, he was right. It was us. But what I think is funny
it's
about
the
entire thing.
The voice,
yeah, it wasn't me doing the voice. Yeah. It was actually Jerry Lewis he was talking to. What I think is funny is him and his girl have been looking up Jerry Lewis while they're talking to him. They see what day he's born. But they never look at the line below that said he's been dead for 3 years. So Jaime just found out that he's been dead. Jaime, when did you find out?
After we left the store.
You know what? I knew motherfucker it was prank like a motherfucker. With me. Baby, the show sounded great, dog. I was so excited, dog. But that sounded good in the bit. I said, oh my God, this motherfucker. I knew it, dog.
I didn't realize you're gonna be so excited about it. Now I felt bad.
Hey man, but that's somebody famous. That's a real famous motherfucker from back in my day.
He's huge.
That's why I was excited.
My favorite part was Jaime talking about his elephant brain. How he remembers everything.
Yeah, and he can't remember anything. In fact, he called Lucille Ball Lucy Baldell.
Yeah.
Several
Lucy
times.
Lucy Bodega.
Yeah, no, Lucy Bodega.
Wrong.
Yeah, but he's got an elephant Lucy brain.
Bodell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You did good for us just calling you out of the blue.
Yeah,
man.
You really did. You got to give him props for that because he was literally in the middle of doing something and we just called him and he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And he did it. I mean, yeah, he was in the middle of trying to open the storage container, but.
Yeah, I was in the middle of trying to do something else. And I can't look him up. Well, I know who he is, but I don't know all about him, you know, but I do remember some of the movies he came out on or just showed up on it.
You ask him questions, but you never give him a room to answer them.
He didn't ask. No, he didn't fucking answer shit.
You didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, what Eric's saying is at one point you asked him, like, did you have a good relationship with Dean Martin? And then before he even got a chance to answer, before I got a chance to answer, he goes, because I used to watch the show with Jerry Lewis, and he goes on to a whole tangent without even giving him time to answer. The answer would have been no, by the way.
Turns out he was being all alone. Like, damn, who would have thought?
What TV shows have you been watching in quarantine? Have you watched this Tiger King yet?
No, what's that about? Is that the one that Chris Hepburn's on?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, look out for Chris. He makes an appearance.
He's talking about making a move.
No, it's good. It's a good, I think you would like it.
Yeah, you need to watch it.
Yeah. Is it like, what is it? Is it in the neighborhood type movie?
You would love this show.
It's a little bit of everything. It's got tigers. Yeah. It's got.
I can't do nothing because Tristan took over the TV. Man.
Oh yeah, you're stuck with your son.
It's got swingers, tigers,
bears.
Oh my!
Murder for hire.
Good cinematography.
Great cinematography.
I started watching that show. It's about that guy with the imaginary friend, the little donkey. You know what I'm talking about?
Donkey.
No idea.
An imaginary friend with a donkey.
Yeah. It's about a detective who's like a drunk and a womanizer, and he ends up, his daughter that he didn't know he had got kidnapped by some Santa Claus guy, and then her imaginary friend looks for her dad, her real dad, to help her out and save her, and turns out that it's that guy, the drunk, and he's an ex detective and shit. And then sure enough, he starts out, he's seeing stuff, tripping and stuff, because he's an alcoholic. And then he ends up saving his daughter, but I forgot what it was called. Man.
It's called Happy, I think.
What? Spider's been looking
happy.
It up.
There you go.
Happy.
Mr. Happy, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Happy.
Oh, isn't that about Nazi? His imaginary friend is...
Oh, Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, that was a good movie, Jojo Rabbit. You seen Jojo Rabbit?
No, is it good? I almost watched it last night.
Hell yeah.
I watched Dinner for Smucks last night.
It's good, but
I want to hear more about this imaginary donkey.
Yeah. What's it called? You said
look at
Happy?
Yeah.
That's what Mr. it looks Happy like. Just typing in detective with imaginary donkey. That's what popped up.
Oh, is it Ryan Reynolds or Happy Donkey is what I'm typing in.
Don't type show after donkey.
Why do I have to confirm that I'm 18?
and then GW Zoo pops up.
Yeah. All right, Jaime. We'll talk to you here soon. We got another thing we're going to do with you next week.
All right, I'll take care of yourself over there, man.
All right, you too.
All right.
Happy Donkey. It's not coming up. What'd you say it was? Mr. Happy?
Yeah, I don't think that's it. No, just Happy, but I don't think that's it because it's talking about an ex-cop with a unicorn kidnapped by Santa. Nope, that's it.
Happy.
It's called Happy.
Yeah.
That's weird. But
is it a show or a movie?
It's a show.
It's on Netflix?
It looks like two seasons. Yeah.
It's starring Elijah Wood. Well, he's in a lot of stuff with imaginary animals.
It is the unicorn, not a donkey.
Nick Sachs. Patton Oswalt is the donkey. Oh, I remember seeing trailers for this. All right. Probably not going to watch it. Just going to be honest. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so that's our show. I guess it went pretty well for our first show in quarantine. We'll listen to the replay and see if it sounds pretty good. And I feel like I've seen you guys more during quarantine than a normal week. Like, I think I talk to you guys every day. And it makes me freak out a little bit because I had to make sure when I took a shower, when I changed clothes, because I don't want you guys seeing me on Friday when you saw me on Monday, and I'm in the exact same clothes.
It's already happened this week.
Well, I'm wearing the same shirt from yesterday. I just put this.
I am too. Shirt on. I just put a jacket on.
Yeah. So I'm always like, oh, what did I wear last week? I don't want because I'm wearing the same. I'm not showering or anything, so I don't have to go anywhere. So I just don't want you guys to know that. But anyway, we got more stuff coming up this week. I don't know exactly what yet, but we were working on stuff follow the Facebook page. We'll let you know as soon as something is about to happen. And then if you missed the Quarantine Corner with Sick With It, we'll have the audio up on the website and probably iTunes, Spotify, and stuff eventually. But yeah, hopefully we'll do another Quarantine Corner. I'm waiting to hear back from somebody.
That's an Instagram deal.
Yeah, too. Instagram Live. So, and then if you missed the Instagram Live, we'll always pull the audio and we'll replay it somewhere.
I don't know. I think you should have Jaime interview a doctor about coronavirus.
That's a great idea. Like a real doctor, though.
I think, like a real doctor that can just see if we can figure that one out.
All right. Okay, so,
yeah.
Listen, dog. I saw on Facebook. What's up with these medications?
320. It's the code is 32. Hold on. Head of health for the United States.
I got a text message from one of my friends. Family members are in Pentagon. And they told me
the National Guard is right outside my door. They're gonna make us not go anywhere. Anyway, I went to Dallas Friday night to load up on supplies. I thought it was gonna be like The Walking Dead, like the first episode where Rick's going to Atlanta and everything's dead. No, slightly fewer cars. And honestly, if I didn't know that people were staying at home or supposed to be, I would have thought it was the same. In fact, it took me, there was traffic coming back home.
What? Yeah, if you went to any of the heavy bar areas, though, those spots are dead.
Yeah, because everyone else, they're mingling elsewhere, spreading that coronavirus.
Yeah,
Dallas, Texas has the most coronavirus cases in the state of Texas.
Well, it does.
Yeah, Dallas, or at least the DFW area.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm more than San Francisco.
Oh, God, that's right. Yeah,
actually, California.
I've been stuck in San Francisco for at least 4 days now.
Yeah, you can't get out. The flight's canceled.
I came for my birthday, and
how was your? By the way, happy birthday! His birthday was a quarantine birthday. He was stuck at home. What were you doing?
Wow. I drank a lot, like a lot.
Did your normal birthday just at home?
Oh yeah.
We thought about doing a bit, which we might still do since we have plenty of time on our hands. We thought about doing Drunk Clark insults you on the internet. Where Clark just gets drunk.
Well, that would just be Clark.
Yeah. Maybe you go in through Tinder and you're doing audio commentary on all the people that you're swiping at.
I could try it. Yeah, I could try something like that. But then I got off of Tinder because nobody was hitting me back.
So. Well, everyone's in quarantine.
This was a while ago.
Well, everyone knew it was coming.
Well, they probably thought I already looked sick even before coronavirus. Yeah.
Just check out my favorite, clowndating.com. It's a real site.
We are also in talks of doing 1 week. We won't commit to this because it's going to be a lot of work on our end and we're not used to working. Doing a show every day for a week, Monday through Friday. For 1 week.
Can I do the traffic report?
Yes. We can do traffic report. We're going to do news, traffic reports. Because, I mean, what else do we have to talk about? We're stuck in our homes. There's nothing else going on. So we'll figure that out. All right. I think that's it for today. I think it was pretty successful. We'll replay some of these videos online. You can see the backgrounds. You can see Clark stuck in San Francisco, Eric on the Enterprise, Spider in our old studio, and me at GW Zoo. My crazy hair.
Your hair's going nuts.
I know. Well, because it cuts off part of it at the top.
Yeah.
Then it cuts off the sides. It gives me a haircut, and then it puts it back.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZ Now.